You have just entered the Katie Ma podcast. Keyboard plus mouse or die.
Hey guys, what's going on? And welcome to episode 62 of the KB Mod Podcast as Dan types in real time in the Google chat as I look at that. Always a nice feature with the Google Docs.
Technology.
I am back this week. Was unable to make it last week, but I didn't listen to the cast, so I hope it went well. I think it did from everything I've heard.
It was one of our better ones. Good, and the Hawking dudes were...
Were they cool?
Were awesome.
They're real chill.
Yeah, that's, they were awesome.
That's sweet, yeah. And episode 62, it's not really a number that really... I mean, it's a good number. It's more than what we've had before, but it's not a...
We're so close to episode 69.
That one's going to be a blowout. I can't wait.
That's the one we do naked.
Oh, are we?
69. No. Yeah. I'm just telling
I'm
you.
I'm pushing
now.
For a Halloween edition where we dress up in costume. Just saying.
Kind of down.
I'm totally down.
I'm doing it, so.
But let's get to the cut to the chase. What have we been playing this week? We've got John. Let's start with John. Well, actually, I don't know what is it arranged in the. Let's start with Brandon because he's in the top left on my screen. If you're listening to this, real quick plug: you should probably tune in on Mondays. I mean, we're glad you're listening, but if you tune in on Mondays at 7 PST, what is it? God, 10. PST.
10 Eastern.
Just realized 3 hours.
Let's add three.
I know it took a while. It was difficult. You can watch us.
You
live.
Only lived in that time zone for most of your life. So
that's great, Nick. I'm sorry. I'm becoming a real California boy. If you watch the goddamn Bass God video, all right,
Lil B.
That song is so good.
Shout out to Lil B.
Shout out. So good.
Shout out. Like Lil B needs your shout. Shout outs.
Anyway, yeah. So you can do that, but Brent. What has been going on? Watch your Counter-Strike video, and you alluded to playing a lot of other games that were not Tribes due to your unhappiness with the direction Tribes is going, which I thought had to summon a lot of inner courage to actually say that out loud.
I figured I wanted to air my slight grievances. But no, I've actually, the funny thing is, I was talking to Dan before the cast, I've actually been playing a lot of Smite this weekend, so I'm kind of fueling... fueling that on, you know, as
you're
as
playing another high res game, so
that's true.
Yeah, kind of, but that's true. Just move on to Global Agenda. After
yeah, Global Agenda is next on my list. But I played Smite and I tried to play Hawken, but I couldn't really get on this weekend.
I have an alpha key as well, and I didn't get on one. I tried, couldn't get on any servers. I don't know if they were down or if it's something with keys or what, because I registered and everything, but. I don't know.
It seemed like the server, just like the login server, was down for me. But you know, it's kind of what I expect during alpha.
True. Anything else then besides?
Played a little bit of Guild Wars 2, but really just did a lot of Smite. I don't know what it was, but I found god that I really like, and that's all I play. I'm really good with him now. At least I think so.
You really like. Playing Cupid solo mid and getting your ass handed to you.
Cupid's what I play primarily. I'm a fucking monster.
Well, that's because Cupid's OP, dude. It's all right. Give yourself some credit, though.
It's funny because
his damage isn't that good. You're just probably like every, shit.
Like every game, sometimes I'll have someone on my team who's just not very good, and so I'll just assume that the god they're playing is terrible. And then I'll play against someone who's really good with it, and I'll just assume it's OP. So pretty much every god in the game is OP.
Oh, like everyone that's ever played a MOBA.
If I die to anyone, it's OP.
OP.
Well, it's either OP or your teammate's a fucking asshole, because that's what you called him in chat.
Mobs are OP.
And,
can we talk about that real quick? Because I know Scott has been playing a lot of League of Legends, and I have gotten so angry at people disconnecting from games. Like that, it's
Smite you're talking about?
Yeah, it's an epidemic.
Really?
Huh.
I don't see that in League all that much.
In Smite, it's a lot worse.
Why do people disconnect like that? Are they like just new to the MOBAs maybe, and they're just like, fuck it?
Is there?
And then they think they won't get put in the same game in the next 15. You ever seen that? Where they leave, and then they come right back?
Yeah, it makes you rejoin the game that you left.
Yeah, exactly.
Is there like a quitting penalty in Smite at all? I don't know, because I don't quit.
There is.
It's like the deserter buff in WoW. It's the same thing.
Yeah, but I don't think it's harsh enough. Because, like, seriously, probably at least a third of the games that I join, someone ends up disconnecting.
That's ridiculous. Pretty bad. That's crazy. It's real. It happens. Yeah, I mean, it happens in League, but not. It doesn't seem like to that extent. Like,
I don't know. I think they need to make that penalty harsher. Can't play for like an hour or two.
I think they do. I think it was someone said it was 15 or 20 minutes. Chevy was telling me the other day. If you actually leave a match and it's over or something like that, and you don't rejoin, he was saying it's 15 or 20 minutes in Smite, he thinks, before you can play again.
Yeah, it's not very long. Yeah. Like I think that's why people do it, because the penalty just isn't very harsh, and they'll go surf the web or something and then rejoin.
Cheddar Chez is saying 30 minutes. 30 minutes is what the penalty is.
Yeah, I thought it was 30 minutes.
Well, it ought to be 30 hours, because it's really
unpleasant. Damn, fired up Brandon. Yeah,
no, yep, that is annoying. Last night I played it. Played 3 or 4 4v5 matches, and vice versa. Like, so I don't know what it is, because when I first played that game, it didn't happen a lot, but I guess people are learning now and ducking out when they can.
Yeah,
that was my little mini rant.
Yeah. All right. What about you, Twitchy McJohn? under Daniel's name.
Just Pandaland. Just hanging out in Pandaland.
Are you? Yeah.
Playing some TF2 a little bit. Mm. Lots of Pandaland.
Making me jealous of Pandaland, telling me the zones look really good.
Mm. You're not even going to just go tourist the whole thing, Dan? Not even go look around for a little bit?
I'd have to pay $40 to tour it. So.
That's true.
Then I probably wouldn't touch it again. So
yeah, it's too expensive.
Yeah, it lapses. My subscription, my year thing, lapses on October 24th. So that'll be it. But minus a 3-month break in 07, I think this will be the first time I've been paying for WoW in like 7 years.
Wow. Wow. Have you been that consistent?
Yeah. I had a 3-month break. I quit Aftermath before Wrath and quit playing. And then I got into Lich King beta, and they sucked me back in. But then all our friends played too, so it was okay. But
end of an era.
Yep. So that'll be it.
You finally kicked it, dude. You kicked. I'm surprised. What was the? Was it just you got bored with it, or you just think what? Well, you always bag on how WoW's not good anymore, but.
It's not the game and the leveling and stuff like that. It's like I play to do the raids, and they were just horrendous in Cataclysm. So, I mean, we played casually then. Like, we played 10 mans or whatever. So it wasn't like hardcore raiding anymore, but I still enjoy it.
Yeah.
That kind of thing. But the bot, I mean, it was just not up to par. So.
Ferez pointing out that you have paid $1,215 for WoW.
More than that, because I paid for the expansions when they came out, too.
Good point. Wow, Ferez, go back to the drawing board, dude.
Server transfers, all that shit.
I was going to say, John has paid about $5,000 in server transfers.
Jeez.
I would say it's probably like $1,600, something like that, with character transfers and stuff. I mean, it's ridiculous. Why do you think Blizzard has so much goddamn money?
That's true.
I'm not the only one
hurting by any means.
Sure. And you can refer to stages of your life in how expansion it was, then, you know.
Yeah, that's not.
I wouldn't trade it. I wouldn't trade it for anything, though. Except for I would trade 3 months of it, but the rest of it I wouldn't trade. I would trade that PvP grind away and not do it. But other than that. Other than that, it was totally worth it.
Okay. What about you, Nack Finton?
Borderlands. I've been playing Borderlands.
Hmm.
On that train.
And Mirror's Edge on the PC. I started playing Mirror's Edge on PC.
How's that?
I enjoy watching you play that game, I must say.
It's hard switching.
It is fun to watch. Mirror's Edge is fun to watch. I remember playing the demo and being like, eh. I mean, it's cool. I
was poor and in high school and I didn't have a job, so I played the demo over and over and over again. So I can play that prologue of that game like blindfolded.
Wow.
Because that's what the demo was. It's just the prologue.
That's a sad admittance, but glad you said it.
I played that demo for like 4 months until I bought the game.
That's what I used to do. Yeah, same thing when I had a PlayStation 1. when the Metal Gear demo came out. I played that. I mean, they give you a good chunk of Metal Gear too. You get all the way up to you're crawling in the vents, and you come down on the president.
Yeah, they give you.
And yeah. And you could do a lot in that, man. You could mess with the rats. There was like the whole water when you come in from the sub base. Oh god, that was such a good game.
Why is there a lot of more game demos? There needs to be more game demos.
I feel like that was the golden age, man. When I used the official PlayStation magazine and get that disc, be like, oh my god, I'm so excited.
Yep, I remember that shit.
It's like, well, whatever. But
I was like three, so
that was when console gaming was fun, people. That was when it was fun. All right,
dude. Halo 4, thanks.
Well, Halo 4 is going to be fucking good, and so is Call of Duty.
What have you been playing, Scott Fisher?
Well, I went to bed at. I got a few hours of sleep. I went to bed at 6:30 this morning because I was playing.
Yeah, I was like, late. I was like, Scott, why the fuck are you awake when I was on my way to work today?
Yeah, it was bad. Like, so this was my Sunday. So Sunday, I got up around like 11. I went to brunch. I came home from 1 to like 7. I played League with a bunch of people. And then at 7, I was like, I should do something today. So I did a little bit of laundry. And then at 8:30, I was like, I want to play some more League. I played League till 12. And then I was like, I need to go to bed. And I putzed around on the internet for 2 hours. And I was like, how about I stream? Because I feel like streaming League of Legends. So I streamed League for another like 3 hours. It's bad.
What you do is so you never start streaming.
Nick Fenton.
Don't start streaming at like past 2 o'clock in the morning ever.
Why? Yeah, don't do that.
Because then you get sucked.
Then you feel like you have to stream.
Yeah, it's like you don't want to stream for like 20 minutes and be like, okay, I'm done.
Yeah, that's true. No, it was a little. I was pretty energized. I don't know why for that or last night. But Nick, you said that I would not be playing League after a week. This was last or the week before. This was 2 weeks.
It doesn't matter because when Halo 4 comes out, you're not going to play League anymore.
No, I'm still going to play League when Halo 4 comes out. I will play both, no, dude.
Yeah, I was a little bit concerned for you when I'm sitting in the airport and I check Twitter and I see that you tweeted like 40 minutes ago. Thanks for coming to the stream.
Yeah, it was bad. It was bad. But League,
I missed that tweet. But
League is a really fun game to stream. I was saying to the people that were watching, like, I mean, it's so much different than streaming an FPS. I don't know. Like,
you can talk through what you're doing easier.
Exactly. Yeah, and you don't feel as much. It's not as twitchy, obviously. Clearly, MOBA is not really twitchy, but yeah, I'm having a blast with it. I've been playing Cho'Gath. I've sucked with. To be fair, some of the games I got into, I was playing with a full party of 30, so I'm playing 30s and people that are fucking really good at the game. But I'm getting, like, once you get a grasp on a character, I feel like that's where it draws you in, and it's just fucking. It's so fun. I can't. I never thought I would get into a game again or feel that same kind of like. I just want to play it all the time, like I do with League right now. So, and I love the keep sending me tweets about to tell me to go play a real game like Dota 2 or whatever. Han, you guys go fuck yourselves.
John, how do you feel about Dota 2?
Yeah,
me Dota. There's a bad rap between the two games. People think that Dota is harder than League or blah blah blah. Individually, Dota players have far more mechanical skill than League of Legends players. However, in Dota. If you get one fed champion, team fights mean nothing anymore because that one fed champion can completely destroy everybody. Whereas in League, if somebody's fed, your team can still beat the opposing team if you play correctly.
Jordan always says you hate it because there's no surrender.
Because there's no surrender in Dota? That's pretty dumb.
No. But Dota requires more mechanical skill individually, but team fights just require one super fed champ to be able to win them, whereas League requires actually like teamwork and stuff.
Interesting. Yeah, I mean, I definitely will try it sometime. I'm not opposed. Han, I have no desire, to be honest, but that's fine.
No, you don't.
Dan, I was going to say, Dan, can we get your opinion on the Han community one more time?
I'm serious. I really think that Han killed me ever getting into any MOBA.
They probably did.
Let alone Han. Dude.
Well, why'd you drink the Haterade?
Dan, I think you would fucking love...
I like Smite.
Dan, you would love League. I'm telling you, dude. You would.
You know what turned me off the League? I installed League last summer, and it blue-screened my PC on launch. So I was like, well, that's it with that.
God, you were so easy to just fucking... You were just like, all right, never
Also, didn't it run on like Adobe Air or something? I don't know if it still does.
No, I don't... maybe the launch stuff? I don't know.
Yeah, and I was like, wow, Adobe Air sucks dicks. I don't want this shit on my PC. So
I was an adamant TweetDeck user.
I didn't use TweetDeck then either. So,
I know. Let me just say that I know I'm getting to League late, but I get the buzz now. I get it, and I still suck pretty bad. But I was like, it's the mark of an interesting game when like we'll be playing and we'll just get rolled and like I'll have just played a horrible game and got like one kill and died like 12 times and fed. I'll be like, well, that was fucking terrible. But then I'll be like, and I'll be like, all right, let's queue again right now. Let's go. Let's do it again. Which is weird. Which in other games, which will remain unnamed, it's like, fuck, I'm just gonna disconnect. I don't care about it anymore. So anyway, I've been having fun with League, and I'm probably gonna stream a lot more League because it's just so easy to stream. And maybe
It's
play StarCraft. Like,
yeah, it's real simple.
Try StarCraft.
Yeah, really easy learning curve of StarCraft.
StarCraft's fun.
It'll be good. What else did I play? That's about it. I think really League's the only thing. I don't know if I played. I played a little bit of Counter-Strike here and a little bit of ESEA, but that was about it. I had to live up to my ESEA Pub King title that Dan gives me here. I did play a little bit of that. And
some esports highlights coming on our
channel. Oh yeah, I forgot to mention I did play. Yeah, there. Well, that wasn't me. That was I actually had to go back into the archives and pull some. It's funny that no one talks. Yeah, you remember that match when you watched it? It was incredible. No one ever pulled the highlights from it. So I was like, I need to pull the highlights from that event. So you guys are gonna get to see on the KB Mod channel. I don't know, maybe
one of the best players you've never heard of.
Yeah, exactly.
In this video, so
that'd be good. So when is that going live? Is that tomorrow or
probably tomorrow? Okay. Yeah, I'll probably do some do all the claiming and all that crap tonight. But yeah.
Yeah, we're doing that. All right, what about you, Daniel, down there?
I everyone's gonna be like, why, dude? But I played obviously some Borderlands this week and then Torchlight 2. I'm level 25 or something on Torchlight 2. But then I started reading into the Diablo 3 1.05 patch that's on PTRs right now but isn't out yet.
Mm-hmm.
And I have leveled the Barbarian to 31 already. So I'm in Nightmare with that. So I'm trying to get max level before the patch because I'm super interested in trying it out, actually. They did some cool end game, something that didn't exist. I will say this, having played that and Path of Exile and Torchlight 2 now within a pretty short span, like all within the same month here, all three have positives and negatives, and there's room for all three, especially if this Diablo patch works out. Like, Diablo was a good game for your first playthrough, but now I think it will be better at the max level than it was. The Auction House is still shit. That's really the big negative, but Torchlight 2 is the best game overall.
Torchlight 2 is good. I should have mentioned I did play some of that, too. I was having fun with that, but sorry. Go ahead. I had to play that this week.
But yeah, it's the best game overall, and you can play any way you want to. Casual, hop on for a little bit, hop off, and you don't feel obligated to spend a million hours on it, but if you want to, you definitely can. I've enjoyed all three. I really want to make the Infernal Machine D3, but I'm just action RPG machine right now. It's like all I've been playing. I did actually reinstall Modern Warfare 3 to play with Nikon over the weekend because he was playing it for some reason on the free weekend. And that reinstall lasted two games, and then it was uninstalled again. I was like, wow, this game is shit.
Was it
like,
worth the 14 gigs, bro? It wasn't.
That takes me like...
Why is it 14 gigs? Why? Is there that,
I think
that
it's
much?
High-res textures.
The single player is like 4 hours.
Yeah, but I think it's the content of the single player. I think that's why.
Well, I don't think content is the word that I would use. But
I can't explain it any other way.
Nick Fenton hates the word content, by the way. Every time you need to upload more content, he's like, content? That's such a pretentious word. I'm like, what?
It is.
What the fuck is it? It's content. It's videos.
This is
it's
not
content.
The place or the time.
There's also the single player and the Spec Ops, too. So there's not a lot in the game, but there's a lot in the game. I can see how it could be 14 gigs. If WoW can be 30, it can be 14. Mm. So, I seriously played two games. Well, actually, at first, I spent all my time trying to get into Domination. And it kept telling me no games available, which wasn't true at all.
Oh, okay.
There was 5,000 people playing it. It was a free weekend. There was people everywhere. But then I finally got in some TDMs and was like, wow, this is utter shit. Like, it took two games for me to be like, well, this isn't fun. So that pretty much ended quickly. So I've just been action RPG machine. That's pretty
much
it.
Sorry for your loss, Dan. I'm sorry you had to go through that again. I feel like.
And the Humble Bundle. Been playing a bit of that, too.
What fantastic deals pretty much all the time.
Seven games for $10. I think it's still up. So, did they add another game? No, I don't think they did. I was hoping they would add Faster Than Light because that game looks really good. But I played Rockhard or Roshard, however you want to pronounce it. It's like a gravity puzzle game. It's pretty cool. What else did I play? Dust Force, which I'm such a bad platformer player, but that game is fucking awesome, and the soundtrack is so good. So good.
I like when you were streaming Super Meat Boy the other week, and people were telling you how bad you are at platformers when you were playing, like, these insane levels. Like,
yeah, these
you're so bad. It's like, you know, going in blind. You little idiot. How about you play it and stream it? God.
Yeah.
God. You trolls.
Stop slandering the fans.
I'm not slandering the fans. I'm slandering.
You know how hard Super Meat Boy
is? Yeah, well,
is?
I do. I played it. I know it's really fucking hard.
Playing that on a keyboard just hurts my fingers after, like, 20 or 30 minutes.
I use an Xbox controller.
That's why I started using an Xbox controller.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to for those games. I haven't played any of the other ones. I want to try Gratuitous Space Battles because I've had it forever and haven't tried it. And it looks like For the Light, or Faster Than Light, sort of. So, but yeah, that's pretty much what I've been playing. So, guys, that pretty much wraps up our week. Oh, and my dishwasher broke yesterday, so I have no dishwasher. That's not a game.
So I was just saying, you've been playing. You've been playing.
That's a fucking terrible game.
Yeah, that's the game of life, and you just lost, my friend.
Dude, this is within 2 months. My bathroom exhaust fan broke. Dishwasher broke. Just.
We should start just an appliance segment to the podcast.
Don't buy a house. Just fucking don't invest in anything ever.
We now interrupt your scheduled programming to bring you an urgent broadcast from the front lines of America.
We are back. Yeah, you should search how to ski for breakfast.
What is that video on by the way?
300K.
Are you serious? Holy
that's nothing like that.
But
it's like, damn.
So first up, we did put out the new build guides today.
Exciting stuff.
Which, the big addition to it, actually the other builds didn't really particularly change too much, but we added a $500 build, which is meant to kind of be a, I guess, a console replacement one. Because if you think about it, you get one of the 250 gig Xboxes, I think it's $300 or something like that.
I think he's going to be getting the Halo edition. So,
what?
The Halo Xbox.
Yeah, he wants it so bad.
I almost want to buy it, but then I'll have two copies of Halo 4.
And two Xboxes.
I need a new Xbox.
You want mine?
No.
he's turning down a free Xbox. He wants it new. He needs it freshly minted from the factory.
Now that I have NHL 13, I don't want you to have my Xbox.
That game is good, Dan. I was playing it in the office today. Oh, it's good.
Yeah.
So anyway,
sorry.
Our starter build used to be $800, and that's not really a starter price. So we decided to make a $500 build, which kind of represents a starting point for someone maybe who doesn't have a ton of money to spend on a PC right now, or someone who's new and kind of wants to dip their toe in the water before putting in a lot of money. So our $500 build, we made choices that would give you upgrade paths down the line. So for instance, we went with the Z77 motherboard, and we picked a dual-core i3 processor, but it has hyper-threading, so it'll have four logical cores. But because it's a Z77 motherboard, later on down the line, you could upgrade to an Ivy Bridge chip if you wanted to. We also had one stick of RAM, so there's three more slots if you wanted to fill out your RAM slots, and a 500 watt power supply, which should be fine for up to like a GTX 660 Ti or so. We got a pretty good case. That Cooler Master Elite 430 is only $20, and that's actually a sweet case.
Yeah, it's a nice looking case for that price. It's not going to give you, but the point of this is not to give you every feature, but you're not going to have the most room in the world in it, and you're not going to be able to cable manage like crazy unless you really, really take your time. But that's not really the point for $20.
But if you think that 1080p is for chumps, like Scott does, the 7770 that we put in there, it's actually,
gigahertz edition.
It's a 7770 gigahertz edition is actually a pretty decent card for lower resolutions. It's not great for 1080p, but if you're playing at like 1440 by 900 or 1680 by 1050, you'll get playable frame rates on most games.
1440.
I wish all of you could experience the joy of playing at 1440 by 900 because it's God, it's life changing. After you go from awful 1080p down to 1440,
awful 1080p.
Yeah.
So that was pretty much all that was really new. I guess we'll move into this as the next news piece. The enthusiast build at $1,300. We had a lot of price room, so. I added 8 gigs, 8 more gigs of RAM. We didn't quite have enough money to put in a 256 gig solid state, but we
it was close.
It was real close. Really close. I'm thinking it may get there next month.
They're dropping like crazy. It's pretty sweet actually. Yeah, because everyone should have an SSD.
Yeah, if you look at our top two builds, there's like $40 to $80. Of price room on our price maximums, and that's really because it's kind of at a spot where we can't really put any upgrade in, but I think as prices come down a little bit more and we get a little more breathing room, those builds are just going to become even stronger. But so all around, really good builds this month. The one thing that we did change on both the higher end builds was we normally go with EVGA 670s. And this month we switched to the MSI 670 Power Edition, which has the Twin Frozer cooler on it. But funny thing about that is that MSI has been apparently caught overvolting their 660 Ti and 670 Power Edition cards.
Scandalous.
Which are, by the way, if you don't know, the Power Edition cards are just monsters. They're amazing. So continue.
Yeah, so they're
there's a reason.
Really excellent. I mean, just really high performing cards. But MSI has been, I guess, Tom's Hardware did some investigation and found out that MSI has been overvolting these cards past their specification that they were supposed. I guess I don't really understand all the ins and outs of it, but they're overloading the cards, which could potentially affect the life of the card. And it sounds like their MSI statement back to Tom's kind of said, yeah, we worked with NVIDIA and we're fixing it next month. So it sounds like NVIDIA probably wasn't happy about that. But we're not going to change the build guide because they are still really good cards. They'll still be really good cards once, I guess, the new models ship that are not overvolted. And I have to imagine if you have any problems with an MSI Power Edition card, given the black eye that they just got from this news article, they're probably going to be pretty lenient on the warranty.
Yeah, they'll give it back. But so, John, you were adamantly arguing for the 660 Ti, so that's...
Because you're going to see the exact same performance as you're going to see with that 670 Power Edition. The exact same performance. You will not notice anything different in a game. At most, you're going to see 2 to 3 frames a second. At most.
Even the Power Edition 670.
Yes, you're not going to see enough of a difference to warrant that cost at all. At that point, a solid state drive, a bigger one, is more of a better investment. And that's something that I'll never say.
So, there you go. There's John's take on that. I would like to see the benchmarks between the two Power Editions, not the regulars. Two Power Editions. I've seen the 660 Ti, and we went with Power Editions because they're so good. And the 660 one was out of control. But you'll probably never... One thing you'll probably never see us do, at least for a while, I would say, would be to put ATI cards in those top two builds. That's something I don't foresee. We might go SLI in that mid-range build at some point if it's feasible, although it would take quite a drop in some parts to make that feasible. But so there you go, guys. If you want for other options, especially this is for the top two builds, not the 800 and 500. Replace the 670s with the 660 Ti Power Edition, not a regular one, and then get a bigger SSD. That's one of your options.
And again, it all depends on your priorities. I think that if you have the money, you're still going to see a performance increase with a 670. Same with a 680. It all depends on the money you have to spend. So I would agree the 660 Ti is probably the best bang for your buck in that price area. But we have a $1,300 max and an $1,800 max, so we're going to use the max for those price points. If we had an $1,100 build, you would see a 660 Ti in it. So it just depends on the money you have to spend, and hopefully the build guides are a guide, and you don't necessarily have to build what we're telling you.
With the Power Editions, either one, just be aware that they are causing some people's systems to not even get to post. So,
but the new reviews have still been pretty good. So I was kind of surprised to see this because there haven't been like widespread reports that I've seen.
Neither card's getting completely crapped on by people or getting a lot of DOAs or unable to post or anything like that. So, but the $500 build, and so we just talked about MSI, but the $500 build, there were some options we could have gone with, one of which is not quite out, but has now been benchmarked. And that is AMD's new A10 APUs, which are talked about these before, but for people who don't know, that's the graphics and the CPU on the same chip. Trinity looks like it's not going to have an upgrade path. That's the problem. That's why we didn't use an APU. There's no upgrade path for it. The socket is its own socket. You can't do anything else with it. Once you have that, you're stuck. So we went with Intel for that reason and Z77, so you can upgrade later. But Trinity is looking really good. It's got about 20 to 30% higher benchmarks than the Ivy Bridge onboard CPU. It's way better. So if you're looking for a cheap solution like that, it will definitely fit the bill. It was running every game they put on it was running at least 40, 50 frames on higher settings.
That's
so
low resolution.
I don't think it was, but
I'm seeing a test at 1366 by 1068
was it?
And 1680 by 1050 looks like the highest. So
yeah.
The point is,
it crushes Ivy Bridge.
Yeah,
I think these
represent a decent value if you're looking for like a $300 build or around there.
It's going to be better than your console, that's for sure.
Well, that's not saying much. But the $500 build with that dedicated graphics card and the hyper-threaded i3, that's going to offer a lot more performance in games than this would. But I like to see at least AMD is keeping some small segment of the CPU market competitive.
Yeah. Well, I really think that if that had an upgrade path, it would be the way to go, flat out. But it doesn't.
Well, you mean for like real budget builds, though. It's still It's still not.
It's still
for any serious gamer, it's still not really a viable option.
And Haswell's going to be, they say, double Ivy Bridge. But we'll see if that actually.
I have a feeling this is just AMD trying to get some sales before Haswell comes along and crushes it.
It's very possible. So go check out the build guides. October build guides are up. We are going to keep that $500 build. If you were, we get so many, the reason we put that in, we get so many tweets asking for cheaper build solutions. So we finally threw them in. So up next, we're going to a few pieces of gaming news and notes here. The first one, the Steam Linux beta, which we've talked about before and which I desperately want to work, is opening for sure in October this month, and it's going to be very, very, very small to start, at least on the scale that we're used to for beta tests. Only 1,000 people will be getting in to test it, and they want very experienced Linux users first on it. But it's good news, especially with Windows 8 not being what any of these developers want. So hopefully Steam for Linux, I'm sure I'm sure Sean will be testing this at some point.
Well, and Gaben has a just love for Linux, doesn't he? He was, hasn't he?
Well, he has. It's more that he has a hate for Windows.
Well,
it's
yeah,
more that it is.
That does seem to be the case.
Than it is like.
I'm really experienced with Linux. Like, I used it like 3 years ago for about 30 seconds, and I was like, I don't get it. And then I just never used it again.
Minus the command line, if you installed Ubuntu right now, you'd be able to use it.
I doubt I would.
No, you would. It's pretty much Windows.
Hold on. Most people would get it. I'm not sure about Fenton.
Yeah, that's true.
Is it connected?
My mother-in-law
Nick Fenton as a barometer for anything is probably not good.
Thanks, God. You're really nice.
You're welcome.
So that's coming out. It'll be really good if they can start getting some true gaming over on Linux. It'll be very, very good, especially for devs who don't want to fuck around with what Windows 8 is becoming, which we'll get to a little later. But up next in the news here, the DayZ standalone. They're guaranteeing it's going to be out this year, and it's going to be cheap.
Good.
So I have a feeling...
$14.99.
Yeah, something like that. That's what I would
say. If it's under $40, well, actually, if it was $60, I'd probably still buy it. So
yeah, because it'll be a mature
version.
If it's
DayZ without hackers, yeah, I'll just pay. Whatever.
Yeah.
So, DayZ without hackers, if they keep using BattleEye, it's going to be hack-free for the entire
game. BattleEye really is just a great... it works really well, and it keeps the game clean.
And it also never bans people like falsely ever, either. They never
it doesn't kick you
like
when you don't deserve it.
By accident.
I wish Punkbuster and BattleEye had a baby.
And also teamed up with Ubisoft's DRM team. And
dream. And then Uplay was the stepmom.
Yeah, yeah. Uplay.
Yeah.
Uplay would beat her children. Uplay, I have a feeling. They're saying that the fear of the copycat games such as the War Z, which is actually looking pretty damn good.
People are just mad at War Z, like it fucking, like DayZ was like, it's just weird. Like, I talk to people about it, they're like, War Z started a real game and he ripped off DayZ. I'm like, fuck.
Well, have you seen the footage of that, though? PC Gamer had some footage of the War Z.
The first person?
I don't think it looked that good.
I think it looked okay.
I think it looks bad. It
doesn't look horrible. But I just think it's such a goddamn boner for DayZ, and I'm like, I get it, like, but if this company can execute it and make it good, I'll play it. I don't care. I mean,
well, what it is it's casual DayZ, and that's fine.
Right.
I don't want casual DayZ. I want real.
Yeah, but some people do.
I want DayZ without hacks. That's what I want.
Exactly.
The entire purpose of the game and the entire draw of the game is that hardcore aspect. Like, without that, it's just like, you know, whatever. If I can die and not lose shit, I'm just going to run around. Like, I'm not going to play the game the way it's meant to be played. I'm just going to run around and fucking try to shoot people. And then it's going to become an FPS instead of a survival game. And that's not what the game should be.
So, Hall says, Rocket Hall says, should I sue anyone who ever mentioned something to do with with zombie horror?
Yes.
Will that make a better game?
Yes.
No.
Sue them all.
And the whole premise of DayZ, the whole premise of our development is we're going to make an awesome game. That's what we're selling. We're going to price it low, and lots of people are going to play it. If we compromise on that, we're screwed. See, what a good dude. We got to get Dean Rocket Hall on here when that shit comes out.
Yeah, no kidding.
Hey, yo,
that guy seems...
Yo, Dean.
What up, too?
Yo, Dane, I love your game, Dane. Why are we? He's never going to come on if he hears this. Actually, now.
Yeah, no, he won't come on then. But so back to Windows 8 here. Notch, never afraid to say what he thinks, tweeted out, I think it was, Thursday. Well, basically what happens with Windows 8, for those that don't know, is like Apple, it's pretty closed off. Not as closed off at all, but basically there's a certification program you can go through that they will make sure it integrates with all the Windows 8 features, the Metro UI, everything. You don't have to go through it. You can, like, this is why Gabe is scared, though, because he's scared that Microsoft is going to eventually be Apple and they're going to have to certify everything, kind of like a patch on Xbox, as we've talked about before. It takes, like, you know, an extra month to patch Xbox and $40,000.
Right.
Basically, same kind of thing is what it's starting to look like for Windows 8. So Notch tweeted out, got an email from Microsoft wanting to help certify my Minecraft for Windows 8. I told them to stop trying to ruin the PC as an open platform.
All right, I'm going to rant real quick because I agree with Zygnotic. I'm over. People are going to be like, oh, my God. I'm over Notch and his goddamn little Twitter rants he does. I'm over his little screenshots he takes of hardcore he is when he takes screenshots and be like, the people trying to advertise. And he, like, pushes the email up.
That's not what Swedish people sound like, all right?
Okay, you know what I mean. I get that Notch is a god in this community. He made a great game. He's very talented. But I'm fucking over his, like, that whole thing. I'm over it. I don't give a shit that Notch doesn't like Windows 8. I don't. That's fine. He doesn't have to like Windows 8. I think Windows 8 is probably going to be a piece of shit when it first releases. And in subsequent patches, it'll be decent. But for fuck's sake, stop tweeting pictures and being like a fucking goddamn martyr for the PC community, Notch. You have so much goddamn money. I know you're generous with it. I'm just over that. I'm over that whole thing. I don't care. I don't care anymore. I'm fucking done.
Well, now we're not having Notch on.
Well,
that's
no.
Sure.
I'll say it to him if we ever get him on. I'll just be like, dude, come on. Just play cool. I get he has opinions. I get it.
But he is a position of influence. So he should say stuff like that because it's threatening that Windows 8 and subsequent releases of Windows could potentially threaten his livelihood. Same with Gabe.
I have an issue with the way he does it. I get that it's kind of like the internet troll thing, like the way he does it.
On the internet? What is that?
For some reason, the way he's been doing it, and partially too, it's maybe not Notch. It's more the idiots on Reddit that post it.
Oh, you know, see? It all comes back to Reddit.
It does. It does, doesn't it? It does come back to Reddit. It does come back to Reddit.
The real source of the anger.
It's not even Notch. It's more that people just post it and be like, hey, guys, look at the screenshot I took of our Notch.
So I was browsing our atheism the other day, and I really hate Notch.
No, I have nothing against Notch. I just – I'm over the whole like little kind of – the way he presents it. That's all. So, but I love people like, oh, my God, Notch. But anyway, whatever.
Well, I think he has a good point, though, because it's like when you see someone like Notch and Gabe Newell and other, you know, other fairly important people in the PC
also
gaming
smart
community. Yeah, I mean, smart people that I think most would consider forward thinking in the industry, you know, not happy with Windows 8. I think that speaks pretty loudly.
Yeah,
I mean, it's a genuine fear to have. We don't want – part of the reason we like PCs because those devs can throw whatever they want, you know? And if it becomes that sort of Xbox environment where it all of a sudden does cost $40,000 patch, well, that's not good for anybody.
Yeah.
So hopefully not. But we're going to take a quick 60-second break, guys, and then we'll be back with a rant of the week on what else but Black Ops 2.
What else indeed?
Is there even a rant to be had there? I feel like it's just going to be told you so or something.
Oh, Scott, there's a rant.
Yeah,
Brandon has a rant, I'm sure.
Is hysterical.
I'm sure.
I just think it's funny how they're going about
it. You know what? Another reason? Another reason that the Notch thing annoys me is because I look at someone like Gabe Newell, who does shit on things. He shits on things. But I just – the way he does it, I feel is so much more – like he'll wait till someone interviews him. You know what I mean? Like he'll do it in an article, like in a big publication. Just be like, yeah, Windows 8 is fucking garbage.
Well, so – but hold on, Scott. Here, if Notch could do an interview and get it posted on PC Gamer or whatever, or he could tweet it out and get it posted on PC Gamer and Maximum PC and every other publication because it got, you know, 50,000 retweets.
That's true. That's true. I don't know. I don't know. It just, for some reason, I just
don't want Microsoft to become Apple.
Well,
that's what I don't want.
I don't.
Microsoft sucks already, so we don't need them to become Apple,
too. Scott is just mad that Notch is better at Twitter than he is.
Wow. Okay. Well, we know that's definitely not true. That's totally not true. And the other thing is, I just feel like he's, I don't know. I just feel like he's sometimes just like, just doing it for the sake of
I feel that way too.
You know what I mean? If you're honest with yourself, that's what it feels like. I don't.
I like Notch, feel that way.
I do like him, and I don't think it diminishes the necessary.
He loves the attention that he gets from doing.
But he,
he
loves the attention, which is fine. Whatever. But
why do you think Gaben doesn't have a Twitter?
Well, I think if Gaben had a Twitter, it was
it would be Carmack
because Gaben's at home playing with his knife collection.
Yeah.
Gaben doesn't need a Twitter because he already made his email public.
Yeah, his email is public, so he just gets
yeah, and I think actually, the biggest root, now that I'm talking it out loud, of why the Notch thing bothers me, was that one I referenced where at one point he tweeted out, like, someone asked about advertising on one of his games, and he treated him like a fucking dick. And I was like, dude, this is just this guy's job. He's reaching out, and he's trying to, and it was just like the way he did it. It was like a cardinal sin for an advertiser to reach out to him and be like, hey, they have a huge goddamn player. There was a couple different ones like that, and I was just like, there's no reason to anyway, it was weird. I'm not usually on the sale defensive side, but I was like, that's uncalled for. You don't need to fucking call a dude out like that who's just trying to do his job. So anyway, hey, look at, we don't sell out at all ever, you know? So
all right, well, listen, but, Scott, if you wanted the rant of the week, you should have put it on the Google Doc, okay?
Zignotic, coming with the truth, the holier than thou attitude. That's the term. That's the term you're looking for. I agree. I do feel like that sometimes. But anyway, I'm over it. That's fine. I got it on my system.
Up next, a rant on something else that's holier than thou a lot of the time. Call of Duty Black Ops 2, which I still didn't really have any true interest in, but they are doing. And Black Ops, you know, the pedigree was there for a decent PC title. As far as the options, all that kind of stuff, Black Ops had a lot that we liked.
Yeah.
Not to mention, I really like that game. But the PC options were all there. You know, you had an FOV slider, you had all that good stuff. You could get to the console, all that kind of stuff. So they basically also told us that all ranked servers and wager matches will be on dedicated servers. Well, okay, that sounds exactly like Black Ops 1, which was awesome, you know? You could buy a server, put it up, put your, you know, clan's name on it, whatever you wanted to do. So now they've come out, and this is a change from the last game. They were kind of so good with the last game that I wasn't too interested in getting it, but I was like, it'll be a good PC title. Treyarch did us right last time.
Well, so, hold on, too. PC dev, Caesar Stastny on Twitter has been like talking up all these PC features and how Black Ops 2 is going to have dedicated servers and everything, and trying to build hype like Black Ops 2 is going to have all these, you know, is going to just be the second coming of Call of Duty 4.
Yep. So whereas Modern Warfare 3 kind of was like, yeah, it's all matchmaking and all the deadies are unranked, and we were like, well, that's fucking shit. Which it was. But we had faith that we were just going to get our normal, you know, dedicated servers that, you know, we could get a KB mod server and name it and admin on it and change the map rotation. Today they've come out and said they will not release any server files.
You guys are missing the entire point of this, though. You don't understand Treyarch's point of view. There's no more sway on the sniper rifle. Like, it doesn't really matter.
That's true.
None of this matters at all.
Yeah.
Why are you mad?
Black Ops 2 is post patch sniping.
Yeah. It's fun. Sweet. I mean, really, at the end of the day, that's what we wanted. So I agree with John.
Did the PSD1 get a nerf?
So they said that Black Ops 2 was gonna have dedicated servers for the PC. And they make this post on their blog saying that, yeah, we're going to have dedicated servers, but you're not going to be able to rent servers. They're going to have a little Treyarch team whose only job is going to be to catch cheaters and banning cheaters and zero tolerance policy and all the stuff that we've heard before about why matchmaking and all of that works and why we don't need dedicated servers. This angers me so much because I don't understand it from a business point of view. Like, not
Brandon,
only,
I want you to, you can raise your voice, Brandon, if you want. Hold on. I want you to raise your hold voice.
Not only is Treyarch, they're paying money for all these dedicated servers, they're also paying for supposedly an entire team to monitor the servers and supposedly make your experience better by banning hackers. What is the business case for spending all of that money when you could just have dedicated servers and rent them out and actually make money from it, which is what we already want? It makes no sense to me And I don't understand how you can play a PC game and think that this fixes the problems that people have had with Modern Warfare 2 and Modern Warfare 3, because it's about being able to control the environment you play in. It's about being able to ban not only hackers, but just people who are harassing or AFK all the time or whatever. It's you controlling your own server and what you play in. And some people were talking about, like, you know, oh, good, there won't be 24/7 Nuketown servers. That's a bad thing. That means, because people, there were a lot of people that liked 24/7 Nuketown. Mm-hmm. That's why Scott there were so many of
those. We play that all the time. Yeah.
So that's not a good thing. That just means that Treyarch gets to control the entire experience, and they get to control how you play the game. And they're saying up front as well in this announcement that they're not releasing the server files and that there won't be mod tools. So I tweeted this out, like, why would I play this game? Why is this game worth $60 when they tried to build a bunch of hype and then they're kind of, in my view, reneging on all of the hype they were trying to build up? I don't care that there's no FPS cap and that there's a frame rate slider that I can switch between 65 and 80 if I can't even play on
it won't matter
on a server.
It won't be pro mod.
I'm just saying, it's ridiculous. Like, don't tell me there's dedicated servers and then be like, oh, but actually we're going to do all the administration. I don't know how anyone thinks that's going to work.
So, the things that are hilarious, though, is, I forget, was it Battlefield 3? We were talking about this, Brandon. Was it Battlefield 3 or...
Well, Battlefield 3,
I forget which game it was.
Battlefield 3 had like a certification thing that you could only, you had to be like an official provider. But we were talking about this before. Like,
I thought it was them or Modern Warfare 3 where you could only buy through one source, though.
Well, I know you can get Battlefield 3 servers from like game servers and stuff. But like, if you look at the way tribes host their servers, I'm not saying that their server system is perfect because it's not. But they control all the servers themselves, and you rent directly from them. But you still have control over your server
pools,
customize it. So it's like, and that's presumably a profit center for tribes, because people are paying money to have those servers. So with something like Call of Duty, why would you not just control the renting of servers yourself? Build.
Make money, dude.
Yeah, and you make money from it. Instead of spending money on a bunch of resources, you're actually making money.
Each server is like an individual player buying DLC at that point. It's fucking foolish to not do that.
It's ridiculous.
And people would buy them. There's a bunch on Modern Warfare 3. Yeah. They all suck and no one plays them, but there's a bunch of them.
Dude, stop slandering crouch servers. Seriously. It's not okay.
Well, that's the thing. Like, I don't like crouch servers, but I like the fact that people can have crouch servers. Like, if that's how you want to play, I like that you can do that.
And we control them, and now we can't troll them anymore.
I also just like the general attitude of the Christians that play on those servers too. I think that they are positive influences in the community. So,
but I just don't understand this. It to me, it's like, why didn't you just say we'll use peer to peer? Because it's the same thing. Because the hacking gets out of control that way, because there's no one to kick them.
Yeah, if you can't ban or kick yourself, that's really dumb.
Well, I mean, and like I said, though, I'm not even so concerned with hackers. It's just people that are you know, being jerks and
annoying. Yeah,
it's like it's those people that they're not hacking. You can't catch them with an automated tool. They're just people that you don't want in your server.
Yep.
And there's no way to get those people out. Is a terrible idea, and I will not be buying Black Ops 2, period.
There you go. Well, I mean, at the end of the day, this comes down to Brandon wanting to be able to ban people at will. No, I'm just kidding.
That's pretty much what I'm gathering from all of this.
Brandon wants the power. Yeah, no, I agree with what you're saying, Brandon. For me, it was really no surprise, though, because I feel like they don't give a... Call of Duty doesn't give a fuck about PC, and they haven't since COD 4.
Yeah, but I was pretty sure. I just don't get. So if you say dedicated, like, why not just make them dedicated?
Well, they technically, again, in the real model, they're dedicated. I mean, they're boxes.
They are. But you're going to get nice ping and no lag.
That's the thing.
Great.
That's the worst thing about like Activision is they'll tell you something to try and build hype for the game, but then it's kind of a half truth. It's like, oh yeah, they're dedicated because they're hosted out of a data center, but you can't actually rent them or customize them or do any of the things that like you want to do on a dedicated server. That like whoever is making that decision is completely missing the point of dedicated servers.
And a lot of money, as John said too.
I don't know how much how much of this is Treyarch or how much of this is Activision.
Look, even if you only have 2,000 servers, that's still $20,000 a month in revenue if it's a $10 server, which would be dirt cheap. That's $20,000 revenue extra per month.
And I can't see Activision giving a fuck about $20,000 though.
That's 200 grand. That's a month's worth of development.
1 month is like half of an Xbox patch.
Yeah. Like that's a month's worth of game development at 200 grand.
That's how we rate things. Half an Xbox patch.
That's another fucking Ferrari for Vaughn.
Yeah. Do you guys want the FAMAS nerfed? All right, get some servers going.
And you know, maybe that extra $200,000 means that you don't have to fucking program lag compensation into your game, which is actually just shitty fucking netcode, and there's no such thing as lag compensation. Please die.
There you go. John, laying it out for you console players.
It is not lag compensation. It's terrible, terrible network engineering.
You actually can't feel the lag comp if you use Control Freaks, use product code Dunkus for 10% off.
Can't wait for MLG to see the Black Ops spec modes in action.
See, I'll bash that all I want, but like, I will watch the shit out of Black Ops MLG just to support those Optic Bros, because those are my homies.
I'm playing Black Ops on console and Halo 4, so that's my it's on that.
It's a good life choice.
It is a good life choice, because I actually do like Call of Duty on, I don't mind it on Xbox as much as people are like, oh my god, at least these versions of Call of Duty.
It's made for the platform.
Right, because it's totally catered to the console platform now, so it's like, well, whatever. But, Halo 4.
Alright, you need to leave.
Halo 4!
Brandon, listen, you can revel in the glory that was Call of Duty and COD 4. Go play on the Boobies and Beer server.
It doesn't exist, bro.
Oh, really? It's gone?
I'm not even that married to Call of Duty. Like,
All right, Brandon, I'm pre-ordering limited edition Halo 4 for you right now. It's going to get mailed to your house on November 6th. So,
that's great, dude.
I appreciate that. Right,
that is our rant for this week. Don't buy Black Ops 2 for PC.
How much do you want to bet that everybody in this channel, in this podcast right now, eventually buys Black Ops 2?
Buy it. I actually
I'm going out. I'm gonna buy it.
We won't buy it on launch, but eventually everybody
I'll
will
buy
be
it
like,
on launch. I'll buy it on launch. I don't care. I don't care. Because it doesn't matter if you don't buy it on launch or you buy it 3 months later, it's still gonna be $60. It's gonna be $60 until like a year and a half after the game is out.
No, I seriously won't, because between Modern Warfare 2 and Modern Warfare 3, like I'm not gonna play on servers that aren't actually administrated by a human being.
Not Brandon, there is no sway.
Brandon,
you're not understanding.
Brandon doesn't know the pain that we went through.
You
on
can
Xbox.
Quit scope again.
Yeah.
There's scope free bolt action rifles, Brandon. That's worth $60. That's worth $60.
Well played.
All right, so we're actually going to take a break now, bros, and then head into the Twitter questions, which we have some quite ridiculous Twitter questions. So, I'm pretty down with these. We'll see you in 1 minute, bros.
And now it's time for Twitter questions with the KB Mod Podcast.
First question here from Zygnotic at Zygnotic. What's one movie, book, song, or show that you can watch, read, or listen to over and over?
Jurassic Park.
I guess it's whatever you want to pick there.
Jurassic Park.
Top Gear. I've seen every episode of Top Gear 4 or 5 times.
Harry Potter.
Hmm.
I've read them all like 15 times. Yeah, I've read them all like 15 times.
Oh, I
times.
Meant the movies too for a second. Oh, I was like,
I mean, the movies are good, but the fucking books are the best shit ever.
The third movie is one of the most. Which one's the third? I think
Prisoner
it's
of Azkaban.
The best thing about the movies is that Emma Watson was like my age the entire time the movie was growing up, so I could consistently have a crush on Emma Watson without being a creep. So like when I was 12... I could have a crush on Emma Watson and not.
No, you know what, Nick? You're the only person in the world where that was still weird.
I still have a crush on Emma Watson from The Sorcerer's Stone.
Oh my god!
I was gonna say it's still creepy when you have a life size cutout of her on your wall.
It's still okay, guys. It's still okay because I was 12 when that came out.
All right.
You have a crush on her at that age. That's great.
It's okay.
I would go with I've seen Dumb and Dumber probably like 35
times. That's your choice?
For that's one of them. I love Dumb and Dumber.
That's your choice?
I'd be going Fight Club for a movie. Ooh, I can watch
I have many movies I can watch multiple times.
Good too.
Book, I've read The Sphere by Michael Crichton 13 or 14 times.
Yeah, I remember sleeping to that movie.
Yeah, thanks, Nick. Thanks for fucking paying attention. Great guy.
Books I've read the Wheel of Time series by Robert Jordan probably 5 or 6 times.
The Bible.
I've never finished it, though, which is really funny. But that's really good. And Downward Spiral for music.
Oh, yes, that is definitely my favorite.
Downward Spiral.
I will say, a show that I consistently watch and never get tired of is Tyler Perry's House of Pain.
Fucking bye.
I quit the podcast.
I enjoy that quite a bit. I feel like there's a lot
Scott
of character.
Has just broken up.
There's a lot of character development, and it really does not stereotype black families. So,
not at all. Tyler Perry is not preying on his own people for money at all.
No, I think he represents them well.
I would have to go with Seinfeld.
Seinfeld is pretty much. Seinfeld comes on, you're probably gonna laugh.
I literally
you don't even have to laugh. You're still gonna watch it.
Yeah.
Did we already get in an argument about her or someone here?
It's like
the King of Queens.
It's like when you're sick when you were in high school. Shit. It's like Seinfeld is like the adult equivalent of like when you were sick in high school, you were going to watch The Price is Right. You were gonna watch it. You don't care.
And you're like, God damn it, where's Plinko? Right. Where the hell is Plinko? I need it.
King of Queens sucks.
What?
Stream.
Get out of here.
King of Queens
on
is
on
a
to the next
fucking
question.
Classic, Daniel. You're
enough
out of
with
your
the
mind.
Kevin James hate.
Kevin James is fucking bullshit.
Oh my God. Wow. Wow.
Next question.
Wow. Daniel.
At Respected asks, well, we're not having Kevin James on the podcast.
Yeah, I guess
now.
He's never coming.
Was that, like, was that being thought of?
That
like,
was one of the ideas being floated around for the stream.
Let's shoot for Kevin James.
Oh, this next question. I got this one.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm going to answer this first, too. If you had to compare yourself to an in-game character, who would you most be like? Now, I'm not sure if you guys are familiar with the Atari game, Beat 'em and Eat 'em. But basically, you control two women, and you're walking down a street, and there's a man ejaculating off of the roof, and you are to catch that. That is the purpose of the game. No. I would be that man. No.
Be that man.
No.
That is a game, dude.
It's a real game. Go ahead and look it up. Beat 'em and Eat 'em.
Wow.
All right. I got it. This is going to get horrible Google results that have nothing to do with this.
Somebody linked the video on YouTube.
I'm linking.
Yep.
I'm linking.
And the cover. The cover is glorious.
No.
Chat. I'm sorry for people listening, but just go Wikipedia, beat him and eat him. the link broke. It's so fucked up. But anyway. John has essentially won. I don't know what to say.
So John's answer was that guy that catches
the guy that ejaculates in the game.
Oh, I thought you were going to be the person that catches the jizz.
Yeah, there's a Let's Play, several Let's Plays on YouTube of this game. So there you go.
Oh, this is the same people that did Custer's Revenge, which is the famous one.
Oh, is that? Yeah, that one is.
That makes sense now.
That one's
they also
bad
did
also.
The Philly Flasher, according to... But anyway... I don't even know what to say.
I don't know. I feel like we've got. I think John wins.
I think we'd all be that.
Victory, comrades.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the first Twitter answer that's left us speechless, I think.
Wow, I'm still watching this. God damn it.
Better get that Atari emulator going on.
He's also just ejaculating sporadically all over the place, like moving really fast.
UDP7 asks, have you ever watched a movie that you could not finish?
Spider-Man 3.
Sphere neck when you fell asleep? Fucking idiot.
Well, that's not like, I thought like intentionally not
finish. Oh, could not finish? Spider-Man 3? Well, unfortunately I finished it because I was in the theater, but could not finish.
Itchy the Killer. If you guys have never, Takashi Miike did that movie, but he does a lot of really shocking movies, but Itchy the Killer is about this assassin guy who loves pain. Like, he loves, like, weird. You know, those people who swing from hooks and that kind of
thing?
Oh,
God.
Yeah. So, yeah. I cannot get through that movie. I've tried.
It's too gross, though? Or?
Yeah, it's just too, like, it's not even super gross. It's just, like, some of the situations I'm just, like, get queasy even. It's just, it's brutal. It is a brutal movie. Just absolutely brutal.
The worst, the worst movie I've ever seen is Snoop Dogg's House of Horror.
Wow. What is that?
It's the worst movie ever. Just go watch it. You won't want to watch it. It's like a car accident.
Oh God!
You're going to watch it because it's so bad.
That reminds me, Anaconda. I walked out of the theater.
Did you? I loved Anaconda, dude. What a film! Terrible. What a film!
It was so fucking terrible.
Basically, like anything on Netflix that you don't recognize is something. Those are things that you won't find. They're all really, really bad.
Yeah.
Like if you can't see that movie and be like, I kind of know what that is. It looks familiar. It's going to be bad. Like 99% of the indie films on Netflix just don't.
I'm pretty sure I walked out of Crank 2 in theaters.
Really?
No, you're an idiot then, because Crank 2 is fucking fantastic, dude. Finish it. Oh, my God.
It's hysterical.
It's hysterical, dude.
It's just so over the top on purpose. I mean,
Yeah, it is on purpose. That's why it's awesome.
I'm really trying to get into these characters and this plot. I don't understand.
The second one's even better, dude.
No, the first one was good. I liked the first one. That's why I saw the second one, and the second one was awful.
No, dude.
Deuter McBrohan comes in with, I watched like 30 minutes of a bestiality documentary. Well, that's 30 more minutes than I would have gotten into the goddamn thing. So, well played.
I do get passionate about Crank 2. Crank 2 is better than Transporter 2.
It's difficult for me to finish watching My Dog Skip, just because it's difficult for me to watch.
What's his face? Nuketown Noob was watching Marley and Me the other day, and I was like, God damn, dude, last 30 minutes of Marley and Me.
There's a movie on Netflix called Hachi. It's really good. I watched it the other day. I may have cried. Not
Hachi?
Yes.
It's
a dog movie.
The revenge movies are extremely hard to get through too. If you guys have never seen Old Boy or Sympathy for Lady.
I still haven't seen Old Boy.
Everyone tells me to watch Old Boy and then I know the plot and I'm like, that is so fucked. I don't think
even know the plot. I've just been told to watch it. I haven't I think it's on Netflix.
Good. If you don't know the plot, how about you watch it then, Nick?
I'll watch it.
Lady Vengeance is better. It's part of the trilogy. He has a trilogy. Lady Vengeance is better. It's awesome. I saw The Devil is Fucked Up, Tina's. I got through that movie though.
Is that another one?
All these Asian movies are really, really good movies, but they take stuff to the extreme. Like, and it's not over the top. It's just like very, very realistic and very brutal a lot of the time. So, Backdoor Sluts 9. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I got through that multiple times.
At the Laughing Man asks, why do I pee in my hands in the shower?
Probably because there's no consequence, because it's just going to get washed off.
Yeah, I can imagine there is no consequences.
Dick all, why is he peeing on his hands? Why?
Why is he sitting there just like...
Unless you're in like the dry corner of the shower, there's no consequence.
Being in the shower is one, especially if it's your own bathroom, is one of the greatest joys in the world.
It really is. Yeah, especially
peeing in other people's showers.
Yeah, that is the greatest joy. You're right. And then you walk out of the bathroom and you're like, I just pee in there, in your shower.
I don't even want to know how many times Nick Fenton's goddamn peed in my shower. It's probably every single time. Don't even smile.
It's more than once. It's more than once. Fucker.
Oh, God.
Get him. Look at that smile, man.
You peed on your bar of soap as well.
No, I aimed.
Stop. I don't.
For the handle.
Right into your shampoo bottle.
I don't.
And then I shook it up.
Well,
does it condition your beard? Does it? Does it feel good? Scott. Does it feel good?
All right, we're done.
Nick, did you ever masturbate in Scott's shower?
Oh, please.
No, I have no. No.
As he smiles.
No.
Yeah, I don't trust him now. I mean, if he's peeing in my shower,
I wouldn't do that. That's too far. It's too far.
Yeah, but I guarantee you've masturbated in my apartment, haven't you?
Nope. That's weird.
Okay. You're not looking at me, though. The way you're looking to the side really does not...
Well, Do you want me to look into this piece of metal on top of my monitor? It's not the same, because you're over here for me, so I'm like...
Piece of metal.
Nick next question. This one's tough. This one's going to vary, I think. At Gapman94 asks, how many weeds can each of you lift?
I mean, I haven't weeded in a while, so...
A whole bottle of weeds.
Yeah.
I drank a
bottle. You gotta be careful, dude. You can't let that bottle of weeds break open. If you even get skin contact, it's often deadly.
One time I drank a whole bottle
overdosed,
of Miller
Lite weeds. From like a gram of weeds.
Yeah, several quarts. Thank you, stream. Yeah. Quarts spelled like the rock, not the measurement. So. Somebody before the stream started, someone was like, I drank several quarts of weeds, but it was spelled like the rock. I was like, why wasn't that a Twitter question?
Yeah,
that would have been amazing.
I don't know. I'll have to see. I don't really have any weeds right now. So,
how many weeds can you bench?
Can I bench? Huh? Any weeds aren't really that heavy. So,
a bottle.
It's probably a ton of weeds.
Yeah, probably a fuck ton. Be honest.
A ton of weed, like a ton.
Oh,
that's clearly that's one ton. That is one ton.
Several kilos.
Would you rather lift a ton of rocks or a ton of feathers?
Haven't you ever heard that example? No? Like, a ton of rocks and a ton of feathers are falling. But like, which one hits the ground first?
Yeah.
They're both a ton.
Well, Doughboy 7077, you missed the part where we talk about PC gaming. Now we're talking about lifting illegal trucks.
Yes.
So.
Not all of them.
Whoa, whoa. These could be like yard weeds.
Yeah.
Like dandelions.
Okay. I'm sorry.
You hold it up to your chin finger and makes it yellow. It's really cute.
Unfortunate Snort asks, if you could have any accent, what accent would it be?
I'd be the Trout 91.
The Trout 91
here.
What? Trout
playing a little bit of favor for you.
It goes right to Irish. It goes right to Irish.
A little bit of favor for you. And my lucky charms.
Favor.
Yeah, it's definitely between Tabes and Trout 91. God.
Actually, no, I know who I want to have. I don't know if any of you guys watch Roboz, King of Sweden, on YouTube. Oh my god.
Walrus.
His accent is literally the funniest shit.
Roboz, King of Sweden here. Oh, silly Walrus.
Roboz here, King of Sweden.
Silly
Walrus. So funny. So good.
I think Orb needs more accent.
Yeah, Orb is like Orb's really like, tame.
He's lost his overtime.
Yeah.
Well, his is like... Same like potato. I don't know if you guys know who Peter Forsberg was, but he was a hockey player from Sweden. Played on your on your Flyers there, Scott.
You almost said fucking team, by the way. But anyway,
yeah. I didn't know he was Swedish for years because he had no accent whatsoever. He just sounded
American.
Yeah, you
really wouldn't. You would not know that.
Sweden, yeah, Orb speaks like the best fucking English.
Yeah, and his like grammar's like immaculate. When
I bet it's because
Swedish
people,
lends itself to get rid of it,
and they just learn English automatically, so they're exposed to English
Dude,
watch Tabes'
first videos.
Yeah, he's like or if you watch his old videos, he kind of has more of an accent. Like they kind of tapered off.
Yeah,
they
definitely did.
But still, did I make their face?
Trout 91 is my serious choice, though. Like not a British accent. Trout's actual voice. Yeah.
We're gonna rip his throat out and implant it.
I'd like Debo's accent from Friday.
That would actually look hysterical coming out of you. So that would be.
What about Shaggy's British accent?
Hey guys, Shaggy here. I will seem ticks. Use the 5-7-11 Kill Street. Have your shopper to get the nuke. Shaggy the Russia.
God.
Oh, fuck,
man. He won't seem dicks.
Oh, my goodness. So, next question from at Malblood. See, here's some PC gaming for guys that we weren't talking about. What game do you feel has done the free-to-play model the best?
We're not even a competition in that.
League of Legends.
No, not even close.
Yeah, based on money? Really? Definitely.
Based on money financially, yeah, but TF2's completely stomps League of Legends.
Well,
because TF2, they don't limit anything from you. They don't take anything from you by playing free, whereas League of Legends, you're only playing the 5 champions that are available that week. TF2 gives you this entire game with purely cosmetic shit, and all of the items, you can still get the items.
I kind of thought of it as who does it, not even the most money-wise, but like who has the like kind of best system all around, because people want that League of Legends shit, and like it's,
you can get, you don't have to spend money. I mean, you can get riot points and play
right
100 matches and buy a couple champions.
I just, or you can spend $1,000 like Fuzzy Eyeballs.
Yeah, not the kind of person that has the incentive to like buy like,
yeah, this guy says you can get all the champs for free. Good luck. Good luck, man. Have fun. I'll see you in 3,500 games.
It'll take you a long
I just don't care about skins and that kind of stuff.
That's cool, dude. You're such a nonconformist, dude. That's really great. I'm glad you do that, man. It's awesome.
I agree with John, though. Okay. I think TF2, because it's pretty much all cosmetic, that to me is like the pure best free-to-play model, when you're not taking anything from players that don't pay. But,
and it works so well, too.
Yeah.
Hats, damn it.
Yeah.
So it's between TF2 and League of Legends. TF2 probably the best for all parties involved. League of Legends is probably the best at doing it, period.
Yeah, money too.
If it's all cosmetic, I win.
See, nobody really knows how much money Valve makes from TF2. I'm guessing it's pretty significant.
Yeah,
when there's people spending $100 to do a global message on TF2, yeah, they're probably making decent money. Wasn't that a thing? Yeah. Like, you could rename a ring, and they would do like a global message to everybody on TF2.
Yep, it was the wedding ring thing, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think so. And there were people on there, like, their message was like, Gabe is fat. It's like, you spent $100 to tell Gabe something that he already knows.
Yeah.
While he's got, like three
things on his stack to stacks of millions that he has.
I was going
to
say,
I would pay $100 to invite everybody on the game to come smoke some weeds.
Some weeds.
Yeah,
we should do that.
Gabe's net worth per pound is so much higher than anyone's.
Per pound. Yeah. True.
Yeah, him or Kim.com.
It's like gold bars.
And Gabe's probably worth about $5 million a pound.
Yeah,
yeah, probably true.
He's a rich man. Up next, at Craptastic 321.
1.5 billion net worth for Gabe Newell. Just
1.5 billion.
Yeah, because he's technically like...
Yeah, because he... Yeah.
Even though he says he has no rank in there, but...
Well, okay.
What would be your guys' favorite occupation to have other than gay gamers? I have to say...
That's an occupation?
Gay gamers?
Just being... I would have to say that Scott and John are living the dream. Comes down to...
Yeah. Working in industry, is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're super famous and getting hated on by 12-year-olds every week, dude. Sweet.
Again, it's never too late, Dan. Never too late. Get in the industry.
Yeah, show me all that machinima money.
I don't have any machinima money. Wish I did. But, Dan, I'm telling you, dude.
In the industry, though, guys, it's definitely for me.
It's fun.
Having tasted it.
Yeah.
At the best times of it.
True.
Still
conventions,
it's a lot of actual work that people don't realize exists, though,
for sure, dude.
Paleontologist.
God,
I can't think
of anything worse for the fucking
if there wasn't so much education required to look at bones.
I literally cannot think of anything worse for the scientific community than Nick Fenton going out and discovering new dinosaurs, because you know you'd find like a hip bone from a goddamn like kangaroo. Pair it with a T-Rex head, and you'd be like, "Oh, look at this new breed of dinosaur."
You know what would happen? Nick would find this ancient, ancient fossil, something groundbreaking, and he would like accidentally step on it,
break it in half. Where did he go? What did he do?
So Nick has dinos on stream right now, people.
Oh yeah, he's
John just left. I don't know what he's getting. This is getting terrifying.
Oh boy.
But, yeah, that'd be what I would want to do. What are you doing, Scott?
I'm on 3 hours of sleep. I'm playing with a iPhone headbud thing. I don't know. But
I love headbuds.
Scott's a phagotosaurus. Nick Fenton.
Scott. Earbuds. Earbuds. What would I be if I would?
Yeah, bud. Headbud.
Head weeds.
Head weeds. I'd be a head weed distributor, probably. That's, you know, live the dream. No, oh, really, no. If I could do anything other than live like a normal... well, not normal, but I would be a drug dealer. I don't see any downside in being a drug dealer.
You know, federal prison, not a downside.
No, I'm saying if it wasn't, the consequences weren't so great.
If STDs didn't exist, I'd be a male prostitute.
There you go. That's true.
Not bad. Not bad.
If consequences weren't a thing, you can't just do that.
I just did
there
it.
There are rules.
I make the rules. I'm famous. Wow. So, like...
I don't think anybody's going to debate.
Yeah, that's true. Anything where I can like be on a computer all day, I'm pretty good with.
Yeah.
No, not anything. Not anything. You could be doing my job, and that would fucking suck. So no, not anything on a computer all day.
I can't think of anything like offhand. I don't know.
Doing dirt pound saying head weed sounds like Tabe trying to say talk about head weed.
Yeah, if you can make a living drinking weeds.
Yeah, that's true.
Drink a whole bottle of Miller's
all day.
Miller Lite weed, drink that all day.
This isn't Nam Scott. There are rules.
Nam.
Lebowski. Yeah. What a movie. Hotel Reviewer Bro 91, Brandon. There you go.
That's true. Full-time. You still got to start that goddamn blog/website or whatever you're going
to
do.
Someone beat me to it. It's already out there.
Oh, really? Oh, my God, dude. That was your venture capital business.
Those zany trolls.
Your win. That was your easy win. So
Slam Tarts, who I don't know why we're taking his questions, but Slam Tarts wants... What did you consider the worst part of college? The college application process? Mall of America job applications don't count.
Oh, the part where you actually had to think about going to college.
Yeah.
I'd like to point out that he put a period on the end of a question. So
clearly his application.
The hardest part of the application process is actually using proper grammar on your essays.
God.
Well, the essays suck, and they're all bullshit. Essays are awful.
No one gives a fuck. When you're applying to a school that has like 40,000 or 50,000 students or whatever it is, no one gives a flying fuck what you wrote in an essay. They just look at your fucking – it's all fucking numbers. And if there's affirmative action, you might be fucked anyway. So you know what? It doesn't even fucking matter.
The hardest part of getting in the community college I went to was walking into the building. Like I wasn't like the first time I went in there, I was like walking in and then I like opened the door like, "You're accepted." I'm like, "I wasn't even going to apply here."
Take some classes, please.
Yeah. They like threw me into a room and they're like, "This is philosophy and you're going to like it."
So you're saying the hardest part of the application process was like having to go in person and turn in the application?
Yeah, that really was. Yeah. Oh, they like make you take an ID picture and everything. I think I applied the same day I got my ID printed.
Quite the stringent process going on there at Beaver Lake U.
Do you have a bank account with $1,000? Welcome to Minnesota State College or fucking community college. Oh shit. Oh, that's good.
Community college is really hard to get into.
They are. That is
super.
I think the worst part was taking the SAT or the ACT because you can do it so many times, like you know you can always do better, but it's such a pain to actually do and like try and prepare for.
If you're overachieving,
I didn't prepare for mine and I got a 1540. So fuck yeah!
I don't know what that means because we don't have SATs.
Yeah, that's not the same scale anymore.
Perfect was 1600. Oh. Ask me what I did with my college degree.
Nothing.
Smoke weed.
Pretty much, yeah.
I really want to further my education at your school. Please, I hid in a shower once for a girl peed. Please, I have to get out of this state. My parents don't trust me. I'll suck your dick. Scott Fisher applying to college. Thank you, chat, for that. Dirt Town for the loss. We've all won.
How often does, like, hiding in a shower... because a girl is peeing there. Go on to a college application.
Oh, fuck. What is a tough situation you were in and had to get out of?
That's one of the. That's like the movie that I can't get through is Scott's commentary about hiding in the shower while a girl is peeing there. I can't really get through it. I can't. It's too much for me. Dude,
you just fucking... You take on all that shame on yourself when you watch
that. I do. I can't help it.
It's unfortunate.
A couple more questions here, guys. My Hooves Clack asks, what is your favorite series on YouTube at the moment?
I think we had this, because last time I said 60-second Let's Plays by Blacklight Pack.
Yeah.
And it still pretty much is. Favorite series?
I don't really watch this series.
I would say Blacklight, yeah.
I can look at
it. So I'll answer because I never watch YouTube videos, but like a couple weeks back, I happened to stumble on Frankie on PC's channel, and I hadn't watched him for a long time, but I stumbled across this DayZ video of his, and it was like half an hour long, and I don't really know why I clicked on it, because I haven't watched DayZ videos. Like, I'm just not, it's not something I do, but I clicked on this video, and suddenly I found my, like 30 minutes later, I've watched this entire DayZ video. And it's like it was the end of some series he was doing, but it was fantastic. So there's that.
Oh, I know. I started watching Game Grumps. They're pretty funny. It's Ego Raptor and John Tron.
We're the Game Grumps.
Yeah, I think they're pretty funny. They play a bunch of like older games pretty, and that kind of stuff.
Entertaining. Yeah.
It's I still gotta hope that Diction actually finishes Postal 2. Apocalypse Weekend, and then Super Mario Sunshine, which is also wrapping up. Once those two are done, I don't know what I'm going to watch. Those are like the only things I've been watching on YouTube. Besides, of course, Enfen, All Shame No Wow, Captain Sparkle's Minecraft videos.
Well, clearly, and their Tekkit series. So.
Yeah, obviously. Yeah. Nick puts a gun to his own head and kills himself at the mention of the Tekkit series.
That's one thing he does. He has told me in the past, if he had enough support on Twitter with Tekkit, he would probably do the series with Sparkles. So you probably should tweet him about it.
Yeah, you should probably tweet him about it.
Definitely.
So up next is at Nicholas Narsa. When is Scott joining Team Dignitas?
Oh, for League? Yeah, well,
yeah.
Not ruling it out. Not ruling it out. So I don't know yet. I put in my application. They haven't responded. Apparently a level 10 summoner with like 13 wins is not up to snuff. But we'll see what happens.
I'm pretty sure they're willing to put you on the line.
Yeah.
For those thousands and thousands of dollars.
That's right.
Up next and last, Elite Sauce with a conundrum. Not a quantum one, though. That game sucks.
It doesn't suck.
Would you rather be deaf for a whole year or blind for 6 months?
It's not even a question. If I was deaf, I could still play games, so I'd rather be deaf.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, whole year, for sure.
Deaf. Yeah.
And then it goes away.
I really like music. I really like listening to music.
I really like games.
I really like being able to walk places
and see not just where music. I'm going.
I really like music, though.
So, alright guys, that is it for this week. But remember, next week, Blacklight Attack will be on the show. And on October 15th, tentatively, we have the founder of Extra Life coming on for a segment with us. And then, of course, on October 19th, the Extra Life stream with Runic Games, the Garrettson Family Robinson, Hi-Rez Bart, God, who else did we get? There's a lot of people. A lot of people. Lots of guests, lots of giveaways, lots of, you know, full new games, not those indie games and cheaper games. We have a lot of full games. We have Bob's 2500K we're giving away. I think the team's around 15 grand right now, something like that. So Scott's going to be playing something terrifying. We're not sure what it is yet.
Well. Find a couple, one or two.
We're playing Torchlight 2 Elite Hardcore with the developers. All kinds of good stuff for that stream.
We have
a
ton of giveaways, too. Like, we have a lot of awesome giveaways.
Yeah, we have a million Hawkins shirts. So,
literally.
So if you win, literally a million.
We can
so
flow if, the small country.
Yeah. So, we'll have all those. Tons of swag from PAX to give away, weapon tag codes. So lots and lots of stuff. October 19th into the 20th. We're not sure exactly what time of night we'll be starting on the 19th, but it will be going. We have a LAN with about 7 of us at Bob's house, so we'll have a cam on that. I'm sure it'll be hysterical. If you want to donate games, contact Nikon Punch.
If you want to donate games, just email admin@kbmod.com. If you want to donate stuff for us to give away, whether it's digital or physical or whatever, just email us at admin@kbmod.com and we'll coordinate with you.
So thank you very much, guys, for hanging out tonight. It was a blast. We had most of the full crew back here, but it'll pretty much be the full crew while Alex is at school.
No sway.
No sway on Snipers Black Ops 2. And
can you gift,
Scott's video
real quick,
coming
can you
up
gift
tomorrow.
Things in League of Legends? Like, can people buy you stuff and send you riot points?
Nope.
No.
Okay, never mind.
All right, guys, that's it for episode 62. We will see you next time.
Later.
Peace out.